Amy, a lot of my time these days in Beijing is spent down at Da Shar Lar. You're quite familiar with this area. You like it yourself?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I find it a very exciting place to be at the moment. It's got a lot of interesting things going on for it.
Ever since I've come to Beijing, Amy, that area has fascinated me, and it still has this feeling of Lao Beijing.
I definitely agree with you. I think it's one of those special areas that's still very central, but has still managed somehow to maintain its authentic Beijing feel, which is becoming rarer and rarer.
Well, it has an authentic feel because the buildings, which I remember, are actually still there. They haven't been pulled down, and the people are still there.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that is essential for wanting to sort of preserve this feeling of Beijing community, especially in an area where it's so based on the architectural structures of the hutongs and the courtyards. So Da Shar Lar has done a very good job in keeping that all.
Well, it was a few days ago when I was looking at my websites, and I came upon an article that you'd posted about what was happening in Da Shar Lar. What was all this about, Amy?
So the article is just about what is ongoing in Da Shar Lar and how it's different in terms of preserving and developing a community in Beijing, a local Beijing community. Because I think everyone knows that when they read about Beijing developing at the pace that it does, a lot of people lament the fact that these communities are just wiped out. All the buildings are knocked down and the people are moved somewhere else. What interests me about Da Shar Lar is just how they've managed to maintain so close to the center, how they've managed to maintain this very vibrant community that is, like you said, still fully Beijing. I think we need to focus on what they're doing right and how they're going about it and the pace at which they're doing it so that we can learn from it and apply it in other areas.
I know when I take people around the city, I love to take them to that area. And everybody who goes there say, Bruce, this is wonderful. This is the Beijing we've been looking for.
Yes, exactly. And before, it had this very natural Beijing feel to it. You know, it was a little messy, it was a little loud, but it was also just a nice place to spend time. And you could see people going about their daily business and very vibrant community. Da Shar Lar is in one of those places, and you're completely right. It's just you take people there for the first time and they're like, wow, that's what Beijing should be like. Wow, this is amazing, you know.
One moment I remember in the Da Shar Lar CG area was taking friends around this narrow alley, and here was a very, very small bird market, very much a local one. And I was showing them this, and suddenly this woman comes out of her house and tells the whole neighborhood, look, Lao Bai Kan Kan, Lao Bai Kan Kan.
I've seen a lot of people keeping birds in that area, actually. I think it's really interesting.
But the whole thing was, she was so surprised that foreigners were walking around here, and they were loving it.
Yeah, so she got everyone out, did she? And she was sort of like saying, check out the foreigners, and everyone's looking at their local housing and how they're living.
What I notice about that area also is that people speak to you. It's just like the Beijing I remember from 28 years ago. People come out and say hello and talk to you.
Yeah, I think that's lovely. And I think you get that a lot in some of these much more local communities. It's really nice. It's, you know, people are still friendly and they're sort of wanting to include you and for you to understand how things are working, and very natural, yeah.
What more was this article about?
The article, we look in detail at how what is actually being done in Da Shar Lar, because it's been a sort of ongoing process. It's been very gradual, and there's these various platforms that are trying to do sort of support projects on a very sort of local grassroots type of application. For example, say take the Beijing Design Week, which is very important to Da Shar Lar. The whole idea of the people that are involved in this, they admit even themselves that actually it's not so much about placing a whole bunch of initiatives into Da Shar Lar. It's actually even more basic than that, where you just get people talking. You get people talking and thinking about their community as their community and how can we develop this together. And you get locals involved. And that is the main thing that they're trying to do. And it's nothing sort of fancy where you say, this is the design style that you should apply, or this is like how we should do the urban planning. It's much more basic than that. It's sort of starting.
You mentioned getting the locals involved. It's an old friend of mine, Zhao Yong, has got a restaurant down there, an old Beijing restaurant. And during the Beijing Design Week last year, he was given one of these old courtyards to put on an exhibition. He used these black and white photographs showing the life of Da Shar Lar, and it was fabulous. And this was getting the local people involved in this project.
That's what the Design Week's all about, isn't it? And they sort of encourage local people to take more of an interest and sort of become a little bit more active in their own community to preserve it and continue that sort of lifestyle. For example, I have a friend, she did a small little installation during Darshala Design Week and sort of taking over small parts of what would be considered sort of spaces in between spaces, which there's no clear ownership, but in the end of the day, you live there, you should take advantage of it and maybe not just turn it into another parking spot, but you know, do something else with it. I think that was very successful and definitely got people talking about it, which is important.
You're talking of Jasmine with the park a lot.
That's right, yes.
It was actually really good. I was down there a couple of times. Each time it was very busy. People were sitting there enjoying the afternoon and having the Dutch pastries made by Sujo.
Yes, exactly. I went there as well to visit her and the installation, and it was amazing. And people were just having a break. Everyone, you know, your grandmother was taking the little kid and just having a lemonade there. It was lovely. Right. And, you know, that's what a place like that needs. It needs that kind of interaction.
Well, that's right. That's why when you walk through that area, you get the feeling of what made Beijing so great and why people loved it so much.
You can't compare it to anything else. But as soon as you say sort of like, oh, these people are getting moved out to high rises and things, I mean, obviously, it's a completely different world. As soon as you walk into a traditional hutong, that's what you get. You get interaction, you get people making jiaos on the street, you get people playing mahjong and cards and things like that. You know, it's all done out on the open, and that's partially because of the way that people live, and it's just because it's all done on ground level. That's how it works.